We're talking with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities about the latest USDA World Agricultural Supplies and Demand Estimates and the latest crop production reports. Tom, what do you see in the reports?
Well, Jim, we got a little bit of a surprise as the USDA did not give us lower wheat production numbers. They gave us higher wheat production numbers, higher than the trade looked for and higher than what we saw in May. All winter wheat increased by 23 million bushels, hard red winter by 13 million, and soft red winter increased by 17 million over May. We also saw the Kansas wheat crop increase to 307.8 million. That's an increase of 8 million bushels. They also increased the bushels per acre by one bushel. Oklahoma was left unchanged at 114 million. They left the yield also unchanged, and Texas saw their production increase by 6 million as they increased the bushels per acre by 3 million. This was quite a change from what anyone was looking for, and that put the pressure in Kansas City wheat. Now, in our corn and our soybean markets, we saw today the soybeans virtually unchanged in the old crop, but the new crop soybeans had a smaller increase than expected. I should say no increase. It was expected to have an increase, and old crop and new crop were both left unchanged. Now, we saw the corn with an increase of 10 million bushels in the old ending stocks. That was more than expected, and the corn was expected to have a lower number in the new crop, but it was not as low as expected, only down 55 million. Now, the old crop wheat was increased by 15 million on the ending stocks, while new crop was cut by 11 million. So overall, we saw a very negative wheat number after of higher production. We also saw soybeans mostly a neutral report, but we saw pressure in the old and the new crop, and the corn did not see anything friendly, but we saw the biggest pressure out there in the new crop corn also. Keep in mind, the next 2 weeks, we're going to see the weather play a big factor still, and the June 28th acreage report and quarterly stock numbers will be the one that can really rock this market either up or down.
Thanks, Tom. That's Tom Leffler with Leffler Commodities.